Well, President Bush hasn't seen any protesters in Evian since French authorities kept them away. So anti-globalization demonstrators massed over the border in Switzerland and clashed with police in Geneva and Lausanne. But the violence overshadowed a largely peaceful demonstration earlier today, as NPR's Guy Raz reports.
It's now become a regular feature of these demonstrations. Hooded vandals mingle among the peaceful activists and wreak havoc on the host city. Today, it was Geneva's turn. Gas stations were torn to bits, small shops smashed up, and graffiti sprayed throughout the city center. Riot police were out in full force in a bid to keep demonstrators away from commercial areas. But the mere presence of the police was enough to provoke the protesters. A flare went up, fired by a young man in a black t-shirt bearing the worldwide anarchist symbol. The police surged toward the crowd. The activists, many carrying placards calling for civil disobedience, threw glass bottles at the police. The officers began to shoot tear gas. The majority of demonstrators condemned the violence and criticized the media for focusing too heavily on it, but violence has become a central part of these demonstrations. Despite the violence, the atmosphere throughout much of today's demonstration in Geneva is more party than politics. Among the causes represented, participants carried signs calling for the U.S. and Britain to withdraw from Iraq, the elimination of third world debt, the legalization of marijuana, and an end to capitalism. Nevertheless, crafty entrepreneurs managed to take advantage of the free market. Food vendors wearing peace slogans shamelessly hawked sausage sandwiches for $6. Several protesters wearing shirts that read "People before profit" were happy to shell it out. A cheaper alternative, McDonald's, was closed today, boarded up for fear that demonstrators would smash its windows. The demonstrators had hoped to delay the opening of the G8 meeting. They were unsuccessful. The summit began on time, many miles away from the demonstrations. It didn't seem to upset 25-year-old Sue too much. She came from Britain to protest.
I'd like to think it will make them stop and think about things, but I don't know at the end of the day if it will, but I think it's still worth trying. Otherwise, your voice isn't heard at all, is it? So.
But even the constant winds off Lake Geneva couldn't carry their voices to Evian. It's 25 miles from where the protests were staged. And world leaders were far more focused on repairing frayed relations than listening to demonstrations. Guy Raz, NPR News, Geneva.